The Sons of Saturday podcast is brought to you by our friends at Main Street Pharmacy. Located right on Main Street in Blacksburg, Virginia, Main Street Pharmacy is proudly owned by a Hokie family and has been a partner of this podcast since 2020. MSP offers free delivery, curbside pickup, and vaccinations as well. If you are a student or resident in the Blacksburg area, you can always trust that at Main Street Pharmacy, you are not just a number, you are a neighbor. That was fun. Guys, we decided to record a Hokie reaction podcast. Now, yes, the Hokie Hoops podcast is coming later, which will get more into the intricacies and the breakdowns of this basketball game. But we had to talk about it. Virginia Tech had to have one, needed to have one. So they went out and they got one. Sold out crowd, blackout game, Duke's coming to town. Virginia Tech finds a way to win 78-75. Fun.
That was exciting.
All around.
I had fun. I got into town at 6:42, picked up my Roots Bowl, and hauled on over to the Chicken Hill lot. I parked at like 6:52. I know I got like a solid, like, you know, probably an 8-minute walk to the front doors of Castle.
And it was freezing, dude.
It is literally, you know, Antarctica,
yes.
North Pole, you know, Siberia.
Yes.
It was freezing, sprinting and getting in there and emerging through the Section 10 portal as they're calling out the starting lineup. That was pretty exciting.
First of all, shout out to our guy Dave Phillips for the tickets tonight. Had a ton of fun sitting over in Section 10. I don't think I've ever sat there before. Great place to watch a basketball game, gotta say.
Great. You know, Castle Coliseum is a great place to watch a basketball game. It is. Saw Grady B, saw Emma D, saw Coach Beamer's sister.
For those of you wondering, but well, first of all, here, for those of you that don't know, that was a high five, live action, skin on skin. That's a little weird, but it's a high five because Pat and I are together in Blacksburg, Virginia, and we're in the kitchen, the Etsy kitchen, and we have a podcast cooking up for you. And what do we do to kick all of them off? We got a Hokie haiku. Patrick, take us away. Patrick. Hit us with some poetry.
Patrick the Poet.
That's right.
With the Hokie haiku.
Langston Hughes, Shel Silverstein, Pat Finn.
Grant is a bad man. MJ with the clutch moments. Duke can't win at Tech.
Give me the stat. What is the stat? Duke at Castle Coliseum.
Duke's having some issues.
They are.
They have in their last six games in the Castle, Duke is 1-5. That would make the Hokies 5-1 against the Dukies. Pretty exciting.
Also, has there ever been a team in the history of the ACC that is 2-7 in the ACC with wins over Carolina and Duke? And I got to say, you know what that is?
It's a sigh of relief.
It's also the smell of victory. A smell we have not smelt since December 21st against Grambling. It feels good.
Wow. That was when I had a normal home.
that is when you had a
that
normal.
That was before I had to call the restoration company and the HOA.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. So sometimes. We're just going to go right into the game. The game started down 7-0. Castle was kind of like, hey, are we really going to do this? Is this how we're coming out? Is this how we're coming out? And then Lynn Kidd knocked down two shots in a row. I thought he played really well. I'm going to be honest. When I pulled up the box score and I saw he had 4 points, I was befuddled.
But how many rebounds did Lynn Kidd have?
See, this is what's awesome about live action. I will pull it up. I'm actually not going to pull it up. You can go ahead and look for it because I'll get it. I'll get our setup all screwed up. Pull that up on the cell phone.
I'm going to pull it up on my iPad.
I do want to say, though, first half, Lynn Kidd was absolutely awesome. The growth of his game over the course, I hate describing it as a losing streak, but so many players have improved over the losing streak. You talk about an MJ Collins, you talk about a Lynn Kidd. These are guys who have really developed in elevated roles over the course of the last 8 or 9 games. And how many rebounds did he have?
So Lynn Kidd, 40
rebounds.
20 minutes, 4 rebounds. ESPN, you know how ESPN just doesn't show you if they're offensive or just defensive rebounds? So.
Not very
helpful. 4 rebounds for Lincoln. He's physical down there.
That's right.
And Duke, a lot of bigs on Duke. A lot of size on Duke. Lincoln held his own and got us home, as Coach Young said in the presser.
Let's talk about MJ Collins. Let's start with this. We're going to call him the delivery boy, and this is why. Because he delivered the game-winning rebound. He delivered the game-winning shot. Caught it in the corner, calmly took it inside for a wonderful pop, knocked it down.
Made one of the free throws, made the first one on the one-on-one.
That's right.
That was big.
And he also delivered a pop to Kyle Filipowski on the throat. I got to say, shocked. That was not a flagrant one, flagrant two, technical, anything. I mean, he punched him extremely hard. And then in the post-game presser, Coach Shire actually said that Filipowski got hit so hard that he was throwing up in the middle of the huddle after this play. In the stands, during the game, it's Duke. Everybody's like, oh, come on, you got the flop, you're looking for
he's
a call.
He's selling it.
He's selling it, dude.
I was nudging John. I said, dude, he's selling it.
Right.
I pulled it up on my YouTube TV on my phone.
Yep.
And I was like, what are they saying? What are the replays? What are we getting in live action?
And in that moment, we had both decided, well, I just watched this on Pat's 4-inch phone. So there's no way he got punched. A couple minutes later, we did watch it. And he got punched. And he got punched really hard. So we kind of got bailed out there. But to that, you say what?
I got to say, it was about time. It was about time we caught a break, and it was about time we caught a break against the Blue Devils of Duke, because I do recall we traveled to the time machine many moons ago. A young John Shire moonwalked across the floor late in a game in Castle Coliseum. This was like a Jeff Allen, you know, Terrell Bell, Malcolm Delaney roster. And he got away with like 3 or 4 travels, took like 15 steps.
Took a bus. How many steps do you get in this league?
Took a magic school bus, and the ref called the foul on Jeff Allen. So this was a little bit of, I'm not going to say karma. I had karma written down. Bill's like, dude, wasn't, I don't know. I'm saying we're catching a break against Duke. Duke always gets the calls. They're notorious for that. But needless to say, Filipowski probably hurt. I mean, I'm just glad that there were no Donovan McNabb throw up then win the game antics here, like Virginia Tech fans have seen.
Dude, Donovan McNabb did not win the Super Bowl when he threw up.
Donovan McNabb beat us in 98
Dome. Okay. I thought we were talking about pro football Donovan McNabb, dude. Way to flex your Hokie history. Flexing your Hokie history. I will say, Filipowski played a whale of a basketball game. He had 29 points, 10 boards in 34 minutes. But we got to talk about our guy. We got to talk about our guy. Make the face. What was his face?
No, Grant.
That was his face on the Jumbotron. Grant Bully Ball Basile. 10 of 15 from the field, 24 points, 8 boards, and 2 assists. This is the best game I have seen Grant Basile play all year.
We were talking about it throughout the second half. This guy came to play. He was physical. He was getting his from the outside. He was getting his on the inside. Offensive rebounds, playing well defensively as well. But this was definitely probably Grant's best game he has had in a Virginia Tech uniform. We know what he did against Dayton. But Duke and Dayton are two different ball clubs. And I loved what I saw at a big Grant.
That's right.
This evening. He is a bad man.
That's right. Who else? Gruden's grinder, you may call him. A lot of grit out of our guy, Grant Grit Basile.
Grant with the salmon shoes.
That's right.
He's got the salmon
That's
shoes.
Right.
They're
right.
Flipping, flopping.
Yeah. Flipping and flopping.
They're funny looking shoes, Grant, I gotta say.
And then ho-hum, our guy, the missing piece, the missing link. Hunter Couture got the game-winning steal, which is everybody's going to remember. He also did not attempt a single 2-point field goal this entire game.
Why would he?
I mean, the guy that we were all angry who took a 3-pointer at the end of the game finished 5 from 10 from 3. He played every single minute, 40 minutes of basketball. I tip my cap, my Roback cap, to our guy, Hunter Couture. Fantastic basketball game. Hunter Couture also adores playing against the Duke Blue Devils. If you combine his last two games, what has Hunter Couture done? Well, he's scored 46 points. He's done it on 16 of 26 shooting, which is good for bop, boop, beep, 62%. And 12 of 19 for three, which is bop, boop, beep, 63.2%. Those are good numbers. Those are good numbers. Maybe not in the classroom, but on the basketball court, those are damn good numbers. Six rebounds and five steals. Take a bow, Hunter Couture.
We were pretty dumbfounded how open he was getting early on in the game. And after that third three-pointer, Prize Picks had Hunter Couture at 9.5 points. Mm-hmm. Hammer that steal. Over. We're playing the Duke Blue Devils. Blue he did Eagles. Triple that last time. But Duke fans all over must have been like, oh, my God, this guy again.
I'm so glad you mentioned it. Because if you're not following on Twitter, you're not following on Instagram, we announced a new partnership with Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks? It is the most fun, it is the most easy way to participate in daily fantasy. Literally all you need to do for college football games, college basketball games in the state of Virginia, in the state of North Carolina, you look at a Hokie game. You say, hey, I'm going to pick from 2 to 6 players, and I am going to do more or less. And that's it. Points, rebounds, assists, points, rebounds, assists combined. You can do it all. Sign up for Prize Picks, the application. Use code SUNSVT, and they will match your first deposit from $10 all the way up to $100. So if you put in $100, you got $200.
You do.
Sounds like a pretty good deal to me. So check them out. Prize Picks. Super excited about that partnership and super excited to finally have some action on Hokie Sports.
Placing units in Virginia.
That's right.
You knew that. Right before I pulled up, I said, hey, Couture over 9.5 points. Yes. Sean Padula over 13.5. Yes. What was Grant's? Grant's was like 14.5. All three of them would have gone over.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
So you would have been maxing out. Check it out. Use our code. Now, I just said Padula.
You did.
Obligata. Sean Padula had a great game tonight as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we got the production from Sean Padula that we've been looking for. I think he needed a little bit of the Castle Coliseum sizzle with the students back, some of that Duke energy, and Sean looked more confident offensively, especially in the first half. Had 16 points, had 3 three-pointers as well. So just great to see Sean getting back into the action after a bit of a slump. As far as his field goal percentage has been. What else did we like?
Should we talk about what went well?
We should.
Let's talk about what went well. Virginia Tech shot 10 of 19 from three, which is good for 52.6%. That is the best of the season. And what we are accustomed to, hopefully we can get back to that. They also shot 57% from the field, which is also the best output of the season. Well done by everybody. We took shots. The shots went in the basket more times than they didn't. That's a good formula for winning basketball games.
Yeah, I think the first half shooting in particular. We had 45 points at halftime.
I thought we were going to pace. We were like pacing for 100 at some point.
We had 51 points all game on Saturday at Clemson. So solid recovery. Mm-hmm. Must have been a solid couple days of practice. You know, quick turnaround from a Saturday night game. And then I got to say, it was a great atmosphere tonight.
It was.
You know, you have a team that's 1-7 in conference, a team that's lost 7 games.
We hadn't won a game since before Christmas.
Since Grambling State.
Back end of like Hanukkah was the last time.
It was a long time.
Yeah.
And the students showed up, the fans showed up, the place was loud. Castle Guard, pivotal in a handful of second half missed free throws. Now there was no bacon that was distributed this time.
I'm glad you brought it up. We did a great job. There were a couple of times where you could taste the sizzle. They missed the front end. They made the back end. But it
did happen 3 times.
It did. It happened 3 times. People were excited. People were excited. They were loud and they had an impact and it was felt. And you love to see it. Things that did not go as well or things to improve upon. What do you got?
You mentioned it, but everything about the first few possessions of the game.
Hated that.
You know, not really getting open looks or turning the ball over, and all of a sudden you blink and Duke was up 7-0 real early. And then I know, I think did Dula have a three or it was, we scored, you know, 9 or 10 points within the next few possessions. And all of a sudden it was, we were up. So, but still not, not fantastic to go down early like that, especially after losing 7 in a row.
We shot 19 free throws, which is good. We haven't been getting to the free throw line over the course of this losing streak, but we only went 12 of 19, which is 63%, which is not awesome. We had a couple of opportunities to either stretch the lead to 3 to prevent you from having to give up the tie or potentially putting the game out of reach. Missed a couple free throws down late, so I hope we can improve upon that. Duke had 9 offensive rebounds and ended up taking 11 more shots than Virginia Tech did. Again, kind of just a testament to how effective we were on offense when we did have the basketball.
Well, I know, and to the point of 9 offensive rebounds, I think that was their third lowest total of offensive rebounds all season. They came in, as Coach Young was saying on the presser, third in the country in offensive rebounding, behind Tennessee and Kentucky. Tennessee and Kentucky.
I thought you were about to drop like Kennesaw State on me or something like that.
No.
We were up 13 early. You saw that lead evaporate. I got to tell you. For what time is it? It is 11:21 on what day is today? Monday. We're throwing around some serious SAT words on this podcast. I just wanted to
evaporate.
Give
what
some
happens
credit
to water when you leave it out,
dude. You would know. You would know.
I wouldn't
know. So we did let Duke back in the game after being up 13 early, but again, Virginia Tech found a way to get it done in winning time.
You know, John pointed this out to me. Filipowski had 2 early fouls and really wish that we exploited him a little bit more in the first half. Was not able to take advantage of that and have him pick up that 3rd foul. Hoping for a little bit more aggressive play from Justin Mutz down the stretch here in ACC play. Offensively in particular, I feel like tonight Basile had the night inside that I want to see out of Justin Mutz a little bit more. Moving forward here.
I'm gonna be a little bit of a boomer.
Oh yeah,
or maybe not even a boomer, a crowd policer, maybe. I gotta say, Shout tonight, like a C-minus performance. We played Shout, game was close, and it just seemed like nobody was into it. The crowd was great for 95% of the night, but Shout came on and we whispered. So I think we can do a little bit better with Shout. You know, students have been away. They've been absent back at home. So let's get back in the spirit. We got Syracuse coming into town.
Monday night sleepies.
Right. That's right. That's right. It's syllabus week. You're still.
I think last week was syllabus week.
Okay. It's well,
no
dude,
excuses.
Dude, syllabus week when I was in college lasted for a couple of weeks. You're getting back in the groove of it. A month into the year, you're like, school just started, dude. I haven't even bought a notebook yet.
I have a take.
Okay. I bet you do.
I don't really like Shout.
Okay.
Yeah. Not
at football or at any time.
I just don't really.
So
I feel like it's just, you know, I go to so many games. It's just a lot of it's watered down for me.
I'll say this. So Shout is an Oregon thing. It is. Shout is an Oregon thing. First and foremost. Second of all, the best part of Shout to me is the video.
The video is
always great.
The video is fantastic.
The video is always great.
No, the video is great.
Mm-hmm. So I think people are going to be a little upset with that take, but I'm not going to disagree with you.
Well,
how's that?
Well, if they're going to be upset with me, maybe they should participate.
That is true. That is true. So Shout, if we're going to do it.
If they're going to
do it better.
Shout.
That's right. That's right.
Not much shouting during Shout.
Raps? Couple of raps before we before we move off the game, got any stats for us?
Yeah. I already read this stat, Bill.
It's okay. Read it again.
Yeah,
it's a fun stat.
Actually, I'm going to do it again. No. I think the stat that I read was Duke is 1-5 in their last 6 against Virginia Tech and Castle Coliseum. But here's another stat for you.
You also already
Virginia
said
Tech
one.
Is 5-1 against Duke in Virginia Tech's last 6 games.
Yeah.
And Virginia Tech is 1-0 in neutral site games against Duke in the last 1 game.
Is Duke's basketball's version of Virginia Tech football going to Chestnut Hill?
In coming, anything. In literally
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, in literally anything. I don't know. That was a little bit of a niche comment, but I mean, some people will get it. You had a couple quotes from Coach Young.
I only have one quote. Like, I had a stat that I've already read, and I only have one quote on here, but it's about MJ Collins. We already talked about, you guys know him. He's from the sprawling metropolis of Clover, South Carolina. And Coach Young said he has graduated to an elevated class status. He's no longer playing like a freshman. And, That's really glorious. MJ Collins.
Glorious. Dude, you are in your bag this afternoon, bro. Let's go.
You need to go to bed soon.
I do.
MJ Collins, he was the guy. So that was exciting. I thought we played like an NCAA tournament team today, Bill.
I agree.
I do. And I know that we have a ways to go. We got, 11 or 12 games left.
Good thing we have some time to go a ways.
We have some time. We have Syracuse on Saturday in Castle. Another opportunity to put another home ACC victory feather in our cap.
Mm-hmm.
And see what we can do to claw back to, to the position to be in position.
Q1 win tonight. I think that's important as well. Quarter one win.
We'll bump up in the net rankings again.
That's right. So just got to keep stacking them, got to keep attacking it day by day. Another thing that I don't want to go unnoticed, that doesn't have to do with the game. Darius Maddox played 4 minutes and has struggled as of late. Let's put that in a box. What I loved to see was Darius Maddox was the first person. The first person. We talk about hugging your friends. We talk about encouraging. We talk about being uplifting. Shout out to Darius Maddox being a great teammate and being concerned with the win. So I did want to point that out. And then looking forward, Hokies take on Syracuse at 7 p.m. on Saturday.
I'll be there.
In Castle Coliseum. Anything else before we take a break before pylons?
I have one thing. I have one thing to say.
Okay.
Just because I saw it on Twitter and I was just like, are we still doing this? My friend Billy Ray is not a Duke fan, okay?
Thank you.
He loves the Celtics.
I do.
Like, he doesn't tweet about them that much. You guys are lucky. He doesn't tweet about the Celtics that much.
The playoffs haven't started.
He really likes this team. So much to the point where he went out and bought a Jason Tatum Celtics. Sorry, not Celtics. Jason Tatum Duke jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
DHgate.
Just supportive of his guy.
Yeah.
Really big fan of Jason Tatum. I don't know if you guys have watched Jason Tatum play this year. I got to see him play at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte a few weeks ago. And that guy is really awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll own it, though. Poor decision making on my part.
No. This was before you had a hit podcast.
That's true.
Was it? No.
No, it was. It was. I had that jersey in college,
dude. So he bought the jersey before the hit podcast.
Yeah.
But he did make a decision to record a video of himself in the car wearing the jersey. Was this talking like Virginia Tech football recruiting? What was the subject?
No, I was in the middle
of the summer.
I was in Arizona, just driving through Arizona, and it was me documenting my cross country trip. I had a great tan. I was running out of shirts. Here's the thing.
I was running out of shirts.
Because I was traveling and you don't have wash machines and stuff. So I was running out of shirts. And as you know, I was doing a lot of skiing. I wasn't planning on being in the desert. I find myself in the desert, and the only clothes that I have that are not puffer jackets are jerseys that I would wear over my ski attire. That happened to be one of the 10 jerseys that I packed. It happened to be on video. So, not a Duke fan. Glad we addressed it. Patrick, thanks for looking out.
Your sunglasses in that video were very, very tiny.
Those were bad too, I know. No, yeah. My head was big and the glasses were
still
normal
is.
Size. That is true. That is true.
So just so you guys, I mean, you guys listen to the pod, get it. But some of those guys on Twitter, like those those mean accounts like Adam Roth out here just, kicking a man when he's down.
That's
after,
right.
After his team lost.
That's right. That's right. So thank you, Patrick. I appreciate that, man. We're going to take a quick break.
This episode of the Sons of Saturday podcast is brought to you by The River Course. And look, we talk about greatness all the time. And when you talk about golf, Pebble Beach, Augusta, Bandon Dunes, dare I say Shinnecock. the River Course sits squarely in the middle of this conversation. A top 10 college course in America, according to Golf Digest, and the home for the For Those to Come golf tournament. And look, if you head on down there and you mention Sons of Saturday, we got some hookups for you. 50% off appetizers. Who doesn't like appetizers? 10% off of headwear and apparel at the golf shop. I mean, get yourself a new outfit, feel good, look good, play good. And the cream of the crop, new annual student memberships will receive a free cart fee, and new adult memberships will receive a free foursome plus a complimentary lunch. The River Course, unparalleled greatness, unparalleled beauty, nestled right in Southwest Virginia.
Hey guys, this is Ollie Jennings III, wide receiver for your Virginia Tech Hokies. When I committed to Virginia Tech football, I committed to the best. That's why I chose Harvey's GM in Radford. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Go to Harvey's GM for all of your vehicle needs. Tell them Ollie sent you. That's Harvey's GM, Tyler Ave in Radford, or go to their website at harveysgm.com for more info.
And now we're back from our break. And we are back with the Pylon segment. And for those of you who may have missed it last week, this is going to be funny because I'm going to know none of them again. The eight pylons at Virginia Tech on all of our podcasts. We are picking eight things.
Brotherhood, leadership, loyalty, sacrifice, service, honor, duty,
pro-sim. We're doing basically a draft. Snake draft.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Here.
I didn't know you were a parcel tongue.
Finish explaining it because I got to find my phone because it has my pics on it because I didn't want you to see them.
I didn't know you were a parcel tongue, Bill.
Yeah. So what we're doing this week is we are doing a snake draft of songs that are awesome in Lane Stadium.
Or Castle.
Or Castle. Any Virginia Tech related event. So you went last time. So you are going first this time.
Okay.
Your first pick for the I Love Hearing This Song at Virginia Tech sporting events is...
I know John and Courtney are going to love this one.
Okay.
It's Stand Up and Shout.
Stand up and shout.
Stand up and shout.
Bum, 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 boom.
I get pretty fired
bum,
up.
Bum.
Yeah, I always get flashbacks to the Carolina game, the six overtime game.
Yeah.
Watching that one, and that was a big time game.
It was. Time win. I am going to go with, I'm actually going to bring one from the bottom of the list to the top of the list. I love Friends in Low Places. Because I am
during
big,
karaoke.
I am big on full participation. And Friends in Low Places, when everybody participates and everybody's singing, is great. And I enjoy it. And it takes me back to Duke 2017 during the monsoon. The entire crowd sang along. One of my favorite memories. We beat the hell out of Duke that day, too.
Daniel Jones.
That's right. Danny Dimes, dude. Tough day for your doppelganger. Your next pick.
No, it's a snake
draft. Oh, see, that's right. I even said that it was a snake draft. I'm going to go with, again, another song that I love participation from, Mr. Brightside. Mr. Brightside. We usually do it during the kickoffs, and then they sing it after the ball's been kicked. A big fan. Big fan. Mm-hmm. I will say this. On the note of songs that I would like to hear played, I'd love some more Blink-182 or other 90s
Ooh,
music.
Yeah.
They should have a representative from Sharkies or actually Big Al's. You got to get someone from Big Al's who's probably looking for work because Big Al's is no longer in existence. So DJ from Big Al's, please make your way up to the Lane Stadium press box or the Castle Coliseum. They don't call it a press box. What do they call it? Scores table. Scores table. Make your way down to the scores table and let's get some more 90s music. I'd love to hear some Blink. I'd love to hear some Green Day maybe. So those are my first two.
My number two is Thunderstruck. Number two is Thunderstruck. Really enjoyed Thunderstruck. And then I'm going to throw you a karaoke one.
Okay.
Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Living on a Prayer.
Yes.
It's a classic.
Throwback to Bro, who had to sing "Living on a Prayer" from the Corn Cadets. What game was that? A couple of years ago,
I think that was. I think that was the Carolina game.
It was Carolina
the first game back from COVID.
Yeah, the game that we beat COVID. Corn Cadets guy was brought up to sing like a top 10 sing along song, and had no idea what the song was.
No idea.
None. But what was crazy about it is he sold it so well. Like the song came on, and he's head bopping, and in my head, I'm like, dude. Private first class Miller is about to just knock this thing out of the park. And dude, just snafu, knew none of the words. So
tough scene.
I'm going to go with a song that we usually play around 30 to 45 minutes before kickoff. And you can play it at baseball games. You can play it at football games. You can play it at soccer games. You can play it at badminton. I don't care. Teenage Wasteland. Is an unbelievable sporting event song.
Well, that's not the name of the song.
I'm sorry, Bob O'Reilly, but whatever. Don't do me like that. But yeah, Bob O'Reilly is absolutely
fantastic.
Did we
play that in tech games?
We did. We played it during right before we did the lineups for one game, and I got so excited because I always associate that song with where?
Georgia.
Georgia against
Dogs.
God, nostalgia. If you haven't heard it yet, scroll all the way back to our second podcast?
First
podcast ever after the Georgia-Notre Dame game. It's the reason we're here today, three years later.
That's right.
Over 3 years later.
4 years later.
Am I again?
It is you again.
I'm going to go with Mo Bamba.
Oh!
Because here's the thing. That's Mo good. Bamba is not one of my favorite to hear, but sometimes we'll play a song and it's like, dude, you're overthinking it. Just play Mo Bamba. Everybody's going to get excited. And just, it's not mailing it in, but it's the well. It's feeding it to the post. It's giving it to Kevin McHale. It's giving it to Shaq in the post. It's always going to hit. Students are going to love it. So I'll go with Mo Bamba.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's why I said it.
Oh, I have one now. But I just thought of one, and then your whole Mo Bamba thing really threw me off.
Well, perfect. Pretty, you do two, because I have one more that you're not going to say.
No, I have one more. This is the eighth one.
You said you had two, didn't you?
No, I had one.
Oh, okay.
I had one.
Right.
Locked in.
Right.
Had another.
In the hopper.
Was gonna do a little cut the line.
Okay.
You know, fast pass to the front, and then your Mo Bamba thing just totally threw me off.
I'm sorry.
So I got just closer. Chain Smokers. Classic.
Dude. If you hate on the Chainsmokers, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself, dude. The Chainsmokers.
It's more of a tailgate classic, but
it's an amazing song.
I'm into it.
Dude, I have to show you a video by Shane Gillis talking about the Chainsmokers when this podcast is over. But no, I am all in on the Chainsmokers.
Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page there.
Is that all of them?
Yeah, that's eight. Now we got some honorable mentions.
I do have an honorable mention.
Okay, go ahead.
New Level by ASAP Ferg.
Okay.
Not on board.
I'm on a new level.
Yeah, I like that one. Gets me fired up.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Grocery Party.
What? Oh, Grocery Party. Okay. Yes. I don't think they'll play that in Lane Stadium, though.
15th in the first.
Wait.
That'd be fun.
Any Mac Miller. Any.
Okay.
Play any Mac Miller.
You're doing a good job of agreeing with me, even though you don't agree. I wasn't huge on your new level one.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not on that level.
Okay. Okay. Give me an honorable mention unless you don't have
it. So we didn't talk about any of the big four. Now the big four is Johnny Cash, mm-hmm. Eric Church.
I thought
Enter Sandman and We Ready.
So I thought you just did that to tee me up. I gotta say, this is an unpopular opinion. I'm not big on We Ready. I'm not.
Okay.
It might be a hot take. Had a hot take earlier. That was my hot take.
Bryce would not be happy with that
take. I'm sure he would not. I'm sure the people in Lane North that wrap their arms around each other and, you know, do the little lean.
You gotta have a student section, sway right. song. At very many schools, it's swag.
Carolina?
Yes.
Horrible.
Dude, Florida State.
Florida State, cool. Good at swag surfing.
You know who else does it? Auburn?
That's Auburn. Right.
Carolina does the worst swag surfing I've ever seen in my entire life.
They have
two-fifths mm-hmm. of their student section doing it, and doesn't show well.
I'm going to do this too. I'm just going to add this as that's it for that part of the segment. But before we move into the do not playlist, I want to say, are there any songs that are played at other schools, like it's their thing, that you love, that you have seen live? And I'm going to give you two.
I have two. One of them you already said is okay. The Bob O'Reilly, but then Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, mm-hmm. at Georgia. At the beginning of the game, that's huge. Do you have any?
I do. Dixieland Delight at Alabama is absolutely fantastic. And
I actually have one more.
And I love the Dropkick Murphys at Notre Dame.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's solid.
Yep.
I have one that is, it's not even a, I think this is like cool. It's more of like, these guys are just lucky that this guy went to school there and they're just geographically fortunate. Mm-hmm. I like Chase Rice. I like the song Carolina Can. Mm-hmm. They play it at the end of Carolina games, and I just kind of get annoyed. I'm like, it's just kind of a bummer that Chase Rice had to go there.
Well, Take Me Home. Take Me Home is kind of awesome.
Similar. That is cool, though.
Take Me Home is fantastic.
It's way cooler there than Carolina.
I mean, of course, without a question. One more that is well, we were talking about this before. I hate how much I love the Tennessee songs fan. That have come out about Tennessee. Tennessee Orange, Tennessee fan. I mean, it is just an unbelievable year. Something in the Orange, even though that's not related to Tennessee at all. They're gonna play it. You know they're gonna have some sort of association.
Something in the Orange and Maroon. See, we have Something in the Orange and then that Taylor Swift song Maroon.
So that's right.
We could do a little collab if we wanted to.
You're right. Taylor Swift, when she sat down to pen that song, was probably thinking about the Hokies. Mm-hmm. At least I like to think so.
You ever think of the song by Taylor Swift?
Yes.
What's the new one?
The answer is yes.
What's the new one? The popular one?
Karma?
The most popular one that just came out?
I have
the anti-hero.
Anti-hero literally came out like 4 weeks before the end of the year, and it was in my top five raps. it's a fantastic song. It's not weird. It's a great song.
No, that's weird. It's a little weird.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right.
Anti-Hero and Kid Cudi Erase Me. If you ever mash those together, it would make a pretty on the same beat.
What is the Kid Cudi song that's awesome? Burn. The Ed Project X song.
Oh, that's another good one.
That's another good one.
All right, we gotta move on to the do not play.
Yeah, it's not the pylons, it's like the, you know, amount of bricks of Hokie Stone that are literally.
No, this is the Daring Hall, you know. Just a building on campus that needs to be torn down.
Wow.
I mean, have you seen Daring?
No. I'm more of a, what's the one over across from the, from McComas?
Across from Slusher?
No. Across from McComas. Like, if you're walking out of McComas, it's to your left, across the street.
Oh, is that Lytton Reeves?
Lytton Reeves. That building is literally, it's got to go.
Okay.
It's got to go. And don't even build anything on top of it. The do not playlist. I know this is big for you, so I'm just gonna say one, and then I'm gonna let you, as Skip Bayless likes to say, unleash. I can't stand when they play "Narco" by Timmy Trumpet. This is a New York Mets song. It's a
Timmy Trumpet.
Stop playing that at other events. Nobody knew about the song. The Mets started playing it, and now everybody else wants to play it. It's annoying, and it doesn't hit the same. So maybe I sound like an angry Mets fan. But I would prefer that we don't play that elsewhere.
You guys know what my number one is.
Oh, wait. I'll say this too. Hell's Bells is on that list because the NFL plays Hell's Bells on every third down for every single team every single week. And it gets so old that I'm over it.
My number one, you guys know this, is Shut Up and Dance.
Mm-hmm. Tough scene.
But a lot of people really like that song.
I mean, so here's my relationship with Shut Up and Dance.
And I kind of feel like a jerk.
My relationship with Shut Up and Dance.
I've never liked it. It came out in 2016 or 2015. Mm-hmm. That song and Cheerleader.
Neither. No, you know what happened to those songs, though? It was like Replay by Ayaz. They played so much. Yeah,
they played a lot, but it's also like, well, Pat, dude, you were an orientation leader. How do you not absolutely love these songs? I just don't. All right, they're not it for me.
The Shut Up and Dance was big with the Virginia Tech lacrosse, women's lacrosse team. They play it like 57 times at every pregame.
Taylor Caskey, former Virginia Tech lax captain, texted me tonight. She said she just started texting me Shut Up and Dance lyrics. And
did you text back unsubscribe?
I said, kick rocks. Don't Stop Believing, I think it's kind of just...
Yeah, I agree.
Unless, you know...
You're down by 50. It's funny when they do that. Yeah.
It is funny. Yeah.
You're going to say one that I'm going to vehemently disagree with.
You already know.
Yeah.
Sweet Caroline.
I hate you, dude.
Never.
I love Sweet Caroline.
If Sweet Caroline were to play in Lane Stadium, I would walk out.
It doesn't belong there.
Just like if Shut Up and Dance were to play. So, I would say, shut up, I'm leaving.
If you went to a Red Sox game at Fenway, you would not sing Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
That's like going to Ireland and not
drinking Guinness.
Having a Guinness and, you know, just observing the countryside.
Picking they're not lepers. What are they called? Shamrocks. I got leprechaun and shamrock mixed up.
A lot of these are on a familiar playlist that John might know. YMCA by the Village People. You guys know that one. Not huge on that one. Uptown Funk, not huge on that one.
Do people play that at sporting events?
And the last one for our guy Evan Hughes, I Got a Feeling.
Can I tell you, it might be the worst song of this decade. It is abhorrent.
What are the lyrics to that one? Do you want to give us a quick lyric?
I got a feeling.
No, you don't have to sing it.
Oh.
I want you to just talk it.
That tonight's going to – I have a feeling.
No, I got a feeling.
I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. That's like the whole song. That's like literally the whole song. That is literally the entire song.
Tonight's the night.
Like, oh my gosh, dude.
Any other do not plays?
Do not plays. I can't think of any. No, I can't think of any. We're going to have to do one that is a crowd chants next, or like a basketball crowd chants, because I have like 15 that just I absolutely loathe. Loathe.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Let's wrap this thing up with shout outs.
Taking any more breaks? We don't.
No, we're good with breaks, dude. We're good with breaks.
No Kit Kat ad for you guys.
Dude, we're on the 2-yard line. We can't call a timeout here. Shout outs. Shout out to my guy, Brad Werthman. Always a pleasure to chop it up with the Canadian sensation. We were sitting.
That didn't rhyme the way you thought it was going to.
It seemed so much better when I typed it.
The Canadian.
That's right.
Sensation.
That's right. Damn, I feel like that took away from the shout out. But I still do love Brad, and I loved spending time with Brad today.
Canadian, Illinois, and Ohio, and Southwest Virginia grit all in one. We were talking about the cold temps.
We were.
Cold temps.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of moose and maple syrup were running around Blacksburg tonight, I'll tell you that much. It was that cold.
Meese in Blacksburg? Is that the plural?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think
Kyle
is.
Singular?
I don't think it is.
Shout out to us. I read that as U.S. I was like, did we win FIFA or something? Shout out to us for – it's getting late, guys. It's 11:46. Shout out to us for winning the Fathead Pass. We were Mike Young. The other side was Popcorn. We start passing, and I look over at John and Pat. I'm like, yo, like, one shining moment. This is us. Like, it's our row. And they're like, oh, it is our row. But the problem was, like, the 8 seats next to us were, like – the people were getting popcorn or, you know, shutting up and dancing in the concourse. So I had
not, but not shouting,
but,
but they were standing up and shouting.
So I had to sprint over, and grab it and sprint over to you to pass it. And, photo finish. We did win.
Context for the folks at home,
mm-hmm.
Starts at one portal. A Mike Young fathead and a Popcorn fathead.
Yes.
And it's a race. Which fathead can make it around Castle to Bailey Angle,
mm-hmm.
the in-game host, first?
Mike, we crushed Young it tonight again.
Tonight. Of course.
What else did I want to say about that? One of the good strategies that I did not do but considered is some people will, like, disc it, like frisbee it. And I thought it was a little floppy and you know, truth be told, it gets towards the end. It's a little close. And a big burly guy went ahead and did it and got us the win.
I think the strategy is to do the toss on the curve because you can cut off the surface area.
Yeah.
They must have been an engineer at Tech. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Must have.
That's right.
My shout outs are for Stephen Collier.
I love that guy, man.
Al Jones, Shelton Moss, catching up after the game. Mm-hmm. Good to see you all. Grady B, Lori B, Emma D already gave them their shouts.
That's right.
And that's
I want to shout out the Rooster, too. I always see him.
Rooster!
Rooster, he's always down there. I mean, that guy, you know, just
Coleman and Nancy Brittle.
Great people.
Big time Hokie fans.
German Club alum, right?
Rooster, German Club alum. We love them.
We love them.
Fantastic people. So
that's a podcast. Hokies win. Dare I say. We are so back, dude. Hokies take on Syracuse on Friday. We're looking forward to it. And we will talk to you soon. And brought to you. Go Hokes!
Time to wander, tripping in the sand. We smoke out windows, drink till we can't stand. But I saw you dance like you want to in my head. And all that she said is, oh, I know just what you're thinking. Please don't go, just let it sink in. Trash my friend's place, wake up the next day. Do you?